Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good Morning America on ABC, because the staff at the Today Show is eaten by the sharks, right? They're all done?
Yeah, there's nothing over there.
All had it.
Just a bunch of chairs laying all over the place with bite marks on them.
Ah, my God, horrible. Wait a minute. Let's make it 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program with the best radio that great American radio has to offer. This is it. Thanks to Jennifer Horner, Roberta Fasanelli being here. How can you do better than that? And then there's Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler and the occasional shark. So we're all here working on your behalf to figure out how it is that everybody gets all, well, maybe everybody, I'll scratch that. That authorities get themselves all worked up about all these cases of salmonella. There are 62 cases reported in 11 states because of bad sushi that was made with frozen raw tuna. Most of the people who have gotten sick ate the sushi within this past week or so. No deaths have been reported. The tuna comes from the Usumu Corporation. I assume that people are upset about this because the news media is making a big deal out of it. Ladies and gentlemen.
You know what happens when you assume, don't you?
I know that happens with assume. You become, what is it they say, you makes a...
You're like a sumo, you and me.
Yeah. That's very good, Rizzi. So, 62 cases. I suggest that you look at mayonnaise poisoning, food poisoning in general, for the summertime. You think 62 cases is a big deal? There isn't a day that goes by when the temperature is above 80 degrees, when people have picnics or they take sandwiches that are made with mayonnaise and they leave them out in the sun and the mayonnaise gets spoiled and people get sick. Because when the mayonnaise cooks in the sun, it has salmonella in it. It has E. coli. It's got all kinds of stuff. And I would submit to you that in any given day, there are hundreds of people in every state in this union who get sick because of some kind of food poisoning that is just the same as the salmonella problem. So to have this become a big deal because somebody in some newspaper or some news organization says, hey, look at this, 62 cases of salmonella. This is asinine. And it gets people worked up over nothing. Just make sure, first of all, eating raw food in eating meat or fish, things like eating raw produce, carrots, celery, all the veggies, that's great for you. Eating raw fish and meat in the world that we live in, it used to be that it might have been healthy or healthier for you, but eating this stuff now, you take your life in your hands. Richie's always saying, I love sushi, it's great.
It is.
And people who go have it, every raw bar has it, you go to every grocery store, you can find sushi all over the place. Roberta, you eat sushi? Of course she does. Where'd she go? She's not even, she may have had some sushi.
I would love to bite the fish in the water still if I could.
Ew,
sushi's
that's
so good.
That is gross. Kenny, you have sushi?
I like my sushi grilled.
Or thank fried.
You. All right, so Roberta.
Love sushi. Now,
you have,
I'm
going
to have to differ with you on the mayo thing.
You, who's going to differ with me?
I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Go ahead.
I just looked up mayo. Maize, salmonella.
Mayo, maize.
Mayo,
mayo.
Where's Gossett when we need him? Remember that from that
and
movie?
Apparently,
yes, Rich.
Everybody says that's a myth.
Really?
Because there are enough lemon and vinegar in mayonnaise. There's so much acidity in the mayonnaise.
Right.
Not a natural.
It's still not a good idea to let mayonnaise heat up, though. I mean, that it never.
Well, and then also it says that the eggs that are in mayonnaise, everything is. Let me see.
So who are you going to believe, me or some know nothing in Wikipedia?
I'm not looking at Wikipedia. I'm looking at dressings-sauces.org.
Right.
And all also
dressing and also salad.org. Okay, yeah. You're going to believe them, you're going to believe me.
Right.
It sounds like legit.
I'm going to believe dressings-mayosauces.org.
I think, honestly, I think mayonnaise is one of the most... I can't even think about it without wanting to vomit. I cannot stand mayo. Oh.
Light on the mayo.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's, all right. My daughter's the same way. Victoria hates mayonnaise also.
Yesterday...
I love mayo.
Lindsey Graham smashed his cell phone.
Why?
Can you imagine that poor man?
It was ringing, I hear.
How to destroy your cell phone. Donald Trump gave out his personal phone number with a one-minute video titled How to Destroy Your Cell Phone with Lindsey Graham. As the title implies, the video shows the senator destroying a phone. Set to classical music. Can we find this? Kenny, did you see this? Graham blends, beats, drops, chops, and throws the mobile to its death. He lights it on fire. He shreds it in a blender, drops it in there off the roof.
Saturday Night Live skit.
Right. It ends with
he's
a kicker.
Inspired by that Rand Paul video from yesterday.
Yeah. If all else fails, you can always give your number to Donald. He then says,
that's right.
This is for all the veterans, and chucks the phone off the screen. Oh, my God. All right, so silly stuff. It is. This is silly stuff. But if Trump were smart, he'd get away from talking about the people and just talk about the issues.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my...
He's saying friend. Now, he said, if the GOP ticks me off, I may think about running as a third party.
No, that's not smart.
Ooh. He was on the Dana show the other day. He said he will not run for a third party.
No. Mm-hmm. Really? All right, so that's it.
Quickly,
big time.
Things change.
Yeah, isn't it, though? Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts, he watches the news from the medical community and interprets how it affects you next here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, refinished, easy to install chaise oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4 inch espresso heavy for $2.99. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $1.29. Plus laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to have with us now Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts on the Good Day program, noted cardiologist. He and I do a Saturday morning program together from 7 till 9 Eastern time. If you have a question you'd like to mount, you'd like to bring us your story and ask the question of Dr. Ken, you can call us live on the air at 888-553-7536. That's 888-55-DR-KEN. So, if you are becoming a father, there is an expectation that doesn't, you're an expectant dad, but this isn't what you were expecting to happen, apparently, right?
Exactly. We usually think about the women, but here's equal time for the guys out of the American Journal of Men's Health this week. Doug, many men gain a new sense of responsibility and purpose when they become fathers, but they also gain 3 to 5 pounds. For men who become fathers, their whole life changes. They may sleep less, exercise less, and experience more stress, all of which can lead to weight gain. Their food choices also may change as they eat more high-calorie foods with their kids.
All right. So that's the that's something to remember. The new pill that allows people with celiac disease to eat gluten. This would be something right up my alley because I have that problem.
Exactly. Out of the University of Alberta this week. This is exciting. People with celiac disease may within a few years be able to eat foods made with gluten, such as bread, pizza, and beer, by taking a pill a few minutes before a meal. The pill is a natural supplement made from chicken egg yolk antibodies. The antibody prevents the absorption of gliadin, a component of gluten that people with celiac disease cannot digest.
We're going to start something this week we hopefully will have time for each week. The things that you might buy over the counter that are dangerous or ineffective. What do we have the focus on? Things you take over the counter to make you sleep better.
Long-term use of over-the-counter sleep aids. Very dangerous, Doug. The problem is they're intended for short-term use, a few days, maybe up to 2 weeks. But after that, you don't have an effect. You need a higher and higher dose. We call this tolerance. This increasing dose can cause dangerous effects, even permanent danger and changes to your brain. There was a study this past January in the Journal of the American Medical Association that showed that these products, including antihistamines found in Benadryl and sleep aids found in Tylenol PM, can actually increase the risk of Alzheimer's dementia.
Wow. All right, so look out for that. All right, one of the things we found out in our discussion last weekend on the program was the relationship of secondhand smoke to raising the risk of people getting a stroke or having a stroke. And it came about because of a discovery that we sort of put two and two together with. Ken and I were talking about this report, and I started to think, all right, I've had secondhand smoke, and the only arteries in my body that have any plaque in them are the carotids that go to the brain. And this suggestion here that the secondhand smoke may have caused the collection of plaque on my carotid arteries brought us around to thinking about how using super beets might really help in the either alleviation of the problem or lessening the worry about it. Is that a correct, is that a good way of me summarizing what we were talking about?
Absolutely. This is the key, the door opener of the circulation to the body. Even if you don't have any plaque, if you don't have enough nitric oxide on your red blood cells that's released as a gas to open up your blood vessels, you're not going to have delivery of oxygen throughout the body from head to toe. So in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered, Doug, as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps to maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. As you were mentioning, it can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally found, Doug, a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in our bodies. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichoke, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in your body. Super Beets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Super Beets, it's also a safe, natural replacement for those energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, here's how you get Super Beets. You call 800-655-4183. Ask about the delicious new black cherry flavor. You want something that tastes even better than the regular Super Beats? 800-655-4183. Dr. Ken recommends Super Beats. Try the new cherry flavor. 800-655-4183. Do it now while you're thinking about it. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Way out in old Wyoming, long ago, where coyotes lurk in night winds, howling low, a cowboy's lusty voice rang out, "Hello."
Is this Donald Trump?
Hello. And yeah. The down below.
And Lindsey Graham's number is.
Then came back the maiden's answer, sweet and clear. Cheyenne, they say, is miles away, but there's a preacher there. Cheyenne, Cheyenne, hop on my pony. There's room here for two deer, and after the ceremony, we'll be riding.
Robert Duvall has a few rules when he's making a movie. If there's a horse to be ridden, he wants to ride it. If there's a dance to be danced, he wants to dance it. If there's a song to be sung, he's singing it. So, in his new movie, he sings Cheyenne, which is what you're listening to now. He's 84 years old, Robert Duvall is. I think this sounds pretty good, actually.
Love him.
Yeah. So this movie soundtrack is out for today or tomorrow, I think. When does the movie come out? The movie... It's called Cheyenne, too, is it not?
It's out this weekend.
It is. So it's in the movie, in the theaters this weekend?
I think so.
Huh. Oh, it's called Wild Horses. Got it. Okay. Rancher involved in a 15-year-old missing person case. The secrets that unfurled during the reopened investigation. I saw James Franco in this. Let's see here. Luciana Duvall. I'm guessing that she's related somehow to him. Josh Hartnett. I think Josh Hartnett and James Franco look a lot alike. Does anybody else think that?
Both of them are really good looking. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a little similarity there because they're both hot.
Franco's having his bar mitzvah this weekend.
So funny. Right. Seth Rogen's throwing it for him.
Yeah, right. Best actor Oscar for his portrayal of the alcoholic musician Max Sledge in Tender Mercies back in 1983. He also sang The Apostle and The Weary Kind. He doesn't intentionally seek out roles that allow him to sing, but this is something that is a hobby of his. I like this.
Big finish, Robert.
Yeah. I thought he sounded a little like Willie Nelson. Yes, no?
A little bit, yeah.
I sound much better than Willie Nelson.
Looks like this is an Amazon movie, not in theaters. It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. I want to watch it in the theater, though. Can I take the Amazon stuff and put it up on the screen?
You could actually put it on your phone and you could go sit in a movie theater.
Take that little Amazon USB thing and try and plug it into the screen at the theater. See if it pops up.
See how that works for me? Mm-hmm. All right, so that story about the movie and where you can see it at DougStefan.com today. Also today, the video of the day from Jordan Cottrell. He was at the beach on North Carolina's Outer Banks. He saw a vacationing couple head into the surf carrying a homemade personal shark cage. What is the matter with people and the shark thing? Where did this
is
crazy?
So funny.
If
you've not seen this, Doug, it's really funny.
The video of the day. Well, the whole story is there. There is, according to the news media, a surge of shark attacks in our country.
Sharknado!
So these people built their own shark cage. And they're holding it over their head in this picture, Kenny, if I'm seeing the right thing in the picture. When they walk out into the ocean, they have shark-proof cages. How do you swim? You get into the cage and you just swim in the water?
You just kind of hang.
Really?
They made, the sharks will get them anyway.
Yeah, you just sit there, wait.
But it was still fun. They were having a good time.
All right, so that
steak on yourself if you're really...
That story you can check out. Lots of shark stuff at DougStefan.com.
In the news, heroin use is on the rise. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. When most people talk about heroin addicts, they think of the very poor or the very privileged rich. But according to last week's report from the feds, between 2002 and 2013, heroin use has doubled among women and surged 60% among Americans with household incomes of $50,000 or more. Heroin addiction is now mainstream. In the same period, heroin-related overdose deaths nearly quadrupled. Families affected by this tragedy, whether in eulogies or through social media, are openly stating their loved ones struggle with addiction and sadly lost. Their hope is by doing this, your family won't end up like theirs. So if you or a loved one has a heroin problem, seek help now. If you're a parent, you must be ever vigilant about what your teens are doing and up to. And know this, in a heroin overdose, there is an antidote that saves lives. So call 911. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
David Beckham, one ordinary man on an extraordinary mission, getting what he wants from wireless.
All I want is something unlimited, all in for one price.
He's up against AT&T's complicated plans.
You have to use the whole portion of data from the current month before you use the rollover.
Battling Verizon's outrageous prices.
So it's $140 plus $15 for any additional gig, plus another $27 a month for your phone.
That is not a good deal.
David Beckham is right. David Beckham is right. Luckily, Sprint has what he's after, all in wireless. Watch what happens at Sprint.com/all-in. Confused about whether or not you're getting the full story from the other guys? Get all-in wireless from Sprint. Unlimited talk, text, high-speed data, and your pick of phone for $80 a month, all-in.
Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Requires $36 activation fee and well-qualified credit. Includes $20 for 24 months on lease with new line of iPhone 6, 60GB, Galaxy S6, 32GB, or HTC One M9. And it varies on other smartphones. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Prohibited network use rules and restrictions apply. Compared to 20GB plan with Edge, hotspot, and international texting. See web for details. Marks are property of their owners.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Here it is, 33 after the hour now, on the Doug Steffen Good Day pre-Friday show with Jennifer Horn, and we're already in that Friday mood. That Friday
seems like
it's just Monday, and now it's Friday, and the weekend. Ha! Hopefully, have a nice summer weekend. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn here with me on the Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. There is a test that has been performed on a manuscript. Apparently, somebody found at the University of Birmingham in England the original Quran, or at least one that goes back to the time of the Prophet Muhammad. And the Muslims are all excited about this. They're using, what they call it, carbon dating. Isn't that what they use to...
I've done carbon dating before.
I've noticed some of the people you hang around with look like...
count their rings.
Uh-huh. Really? All right, so anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. Most people are now feigning understanding of the Quran. Oh, yes, I've read the Quran, and it says this. It's, you know, the Bible, there's a great CD that Jeremy Irons narrates that I've just...
it's called The Bible for Dummies.
Well, No, but maybe, but pretty close. It's manuscripts from Akka, and it's the story of the finding of many of the early treatises, philosophies, writings, and how the bishops of the church went through all of these things and decided which ones to put into the Bible and which ones not to put in. For example, anything written by a woman, out. And there were plenty of stories that have been written by women that were discarded by the bishops. No. And for example, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Did you know that there were twice as many? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John had their versions of the story, but yet there are another half a dozen of these things that are just like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but they didn't agree, so they tossed them out as well, and along with a lot of other things that were apocryphal, that fascinating. It's a story put together by a fellow named Paul Coelho, C-O-E-H-L-O, who's done a lot of writing. This is not his typical work, but yet it's very powerful to hear and to see the story. And as I get more into it, I haven't heard the whole thing yet, I will tell you more stories about it. But what it does is point out how necessary it seems to be for some, if not many of us, if not all of us in some way, shape, or form, to have something bigger than us to believe in. Even if it's not true, it's something that's there that we think we can count on. It's a book. It's the story of a person. It's something I've often said since I became an anti-religionist. Whatever it is in your life that makes you better, if you feel like you have to, quote unquote, worship it, acknowledge it, my dog made my life better, and I worshiped her. It may be that your plants make your life better. Could be, there are plenty of people. There's a church in the Southwest that celebrates peyote. Is that how you pronounce it? Peyote?
Mm-hmm.
There's a church built around that. And so, and people believe that this is the way to live their lives. And it's swell if it makes your life better. Whatever it is, I don't have a problem with the Quran and the Bible. All of these things are great historical books. And some people worship them because they feel that what's in them makes their lives better. Who am I to say that it doesn't make your life better? I just don't want you telling me that I need to read it and believe it because it'll make my life better. I think I can decide that for myself. I could worship at the statue of Rich McFadden, and that might make my life better.
You absolutely should.
I know I should. That's right. Or the
statue. Your day would be so much easier.
Roberta Fassanelli. I find all this stuff fascinating, but I am interested because I'd like to know more. I don't know that much about the Quran. Honest and true. Anybody here, Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, ever really looked at, studied, or understand what's in the Quran? Honestly, really?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, just what you hear.
Yeah.
Which is wild stuff.
Yeah, it is.
But then again, I can say the same thing about the Bible.
Okay, I can.
Because 12 years of Catholic school, right. A lot of Bible.
But you got what they want you to read, Jennifer. You didn't get it all. You got what they want you to read.
Well,
that's what I think Roberta's
point
is.
I probably, from that state of mind, I probably would have gotten that anyway because that was where my belief system is.
Uh-huh. But why is it there? Why is your family's belief system the way it is?
Just lucky, I guess.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
What kind of question is that, Dougie?
Uh-huh.
Hey,
okay.
Did you guys hear something funny?
Yes, funny. It would be good.
Did you know that 20% of the city of Ottawa had an Ashley Madison account?
20%?
Really? Ottawa, Canada, 20% of the people there belong to Ashley Madison? Really?
Is that crazy?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The capital of Canada, they had 20% of the city's population. They had the highest sign-up rate.
Really?
It equated to 189,810 people in the city. Had.
Is it a Canadian company? Is Ashley Madison Canadian? I've seen it in the
room.
Yeah, I think
I'm
going to
go cheat, eh?
Right. All right. Here's an emergency situation we got to deal with. Yesterday, the people who oversee Social Security say that there is a problem for millions of Americans. Social Security disability. Say it again, Doug. Social Security disability will run out of money next year unless Congress does something.
Wait, I've heard this song before.
Yeah. Social Security will
run out of money. Wasn't this the number one hit last year?
It could have been. So the problem, they say, is not a surprise, as you're suggesting, but apparently Congress hasn't done anything about it, even though they've known about it for a year. What a shocker!
Well, the good news is that since we're raising everybody's minimum wage to $15 an
everybody
hour,
will be able
there'll
to pay.
Be plenty of money to pay in the Social
right.
Security.
Yay.
So people like you and I, all of us actually, will be safe and sound.
Yes, thank you Phew. Very much. Boy, I'm glad, Richie. Thank you. Wow.
See, we fixed it.
Yeah, we did.
If we all work together, it'll all work out.
Yeah, that's
one of my favorite lines from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
There you go. All right, here's the story from DougStefan.com today about this grandmother who tracked down a stolen truck that belonged to her late husband. Some guy stole this truck. This is not the average story. Anna Dean is her name. You can check out the story behind the story at DougStefan.com. Seems a week ago, this bad guy made off with her husband's F-150. She said, quote, "We all like this truck because it was Donald's truck." This is her husband who just died. "That was his favorite truck. I was heartbroken. Heartbroken, I tell you. So I decided I'd do everything I could to find this truck." So she loaded up her grandchildren and hit the road in Albuquerque, praying all along that her husband would somehow guide her to the truck. She went down to different parts of town, spotted the truck. Ms. Dean turned into a parking lot, noticed the truck had a different license plate. When the thief got out, she ran up to the truck, punched in the key code on the door, and it worked. Once she figured that out, she did something not a lot of other people would do, especially people her age. She used her own car to block the truck, and then she called 911. Good for her. Police showed up.
Grandma.
Arrested Jason Mulvaney, who's charged with grand theft auto. Or Grand Theft Pickup, I guess, probably.
Or Grandpa's Auto.
Yeah.
That's right. Grandpa's Auto. Oh, my God. Isn't that... I love people. I love it when people cook up stuff like that or they fix things. Problems. You got problems? Take the law into your own hands. Right? Am I being silly because I'm advocating that? I kind of actually...
No, I love vigilante.
Fix things.
Grandmothers.
Yeah. But I mean, seriously, a lot of problems you can solve on your own. So many people depend. We got to have the government do this, that, or the other thing. Nonsense. Figure out how to fix your own problems. And then you don't have to involve the police. And you got everything okay. As long as the other person doesn't have a gun.
Right, you darn near in my husband's truck there, boy.
I got you. In a moment, we travel across the world or to the other side of the world. You've heard the story this week of the terror attack in Turkey. Let's get the behind-the-scenes story from reporter Aaron Banco up next here on Good Day.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale for deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, pre-finished, easy-to-install walnut red oak for $2.19, stunning Sancho Bay solid hardwood for $2.99, hot new wood-look tile for an incredible $179, plus laminate and more from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Elder financial abuse remains both underreported and misunderstood. What's more, as America's population ages and life expectancies rise, more and more cases are possible. That's according to a study from Allianz Life. Katie Libby is the company's vice president of consumer insights.
reluctance to turn to others for help, we found that elders who regularly talk to third-party resources feel that they're better equipped to identify and prevent financial abuse. That's why we've partnered with the Better Business Bureau on Safeguarding Our Seniors, a program that includes free resources that describe red flags to watch for and tips for prevention. The effort also features an initiative that sends volunteers to community and senior organizations to educate and encourage discussion on financial abuse.
To learn more about the Safeguarding Our Seniors campaign, visit allianclife.com/SOS. That's allianclife.com/SOS.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, get a Swiss Gear backpack for only $10. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. While supplies last, and $7.25.
46 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we have joining us now Aaron Banco, who is an international affairs writer for the International Business Times, specializing in all things Middle Eastern. She's worked as a freelance writer overseas, traveled around a lot. She writes, quote, Turkish officials said that at least 28 people had been killed in the suicide bombing attack outside the Amara Cultural Park in Zurich. And so we want to sort of figure this all out, why, the whys and the wherefores. Nice to have you here, Aaron. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How much time have you actually spent in Turkey?
Let's see. Over the past couple of years, probably about maybe a year or so on and off. Yeah.
How would you describe Turkey for those who have never been to Istanbul or any of the inland areas? Because there's quite a bit of difference between Istanbul and the rest of the country, is there not?
Yeah, no, there definitely is. I mean, Turkey's an amazing country in the sense that it's super diverse in terms of ethnicities and languages, but also the split between East and West. So if you're in Istanbul, you're going to feel like you're, in parts of it, you're going to feel like you're in Paris, right?
Yeah,
so it's
right.
Very westernized, right?
Yeah.
But the further you move east, the more you're going to feel like you're in, you know, Asia or, you know, Afghanistan or Pakistan. And it has that feel to it, you know? And obviously, geographically, things change as you move east. But also, you know, if we're talking about what's been going on there in Turkey over the past couple of months, Turkey's Syrian border has been very volatile over the past few months. And as we saw this week, seems like Syria's war is really seeping into Turkey. And so that's been something that people in Istanbul don't really feel, obviously, but talk about. But the further you move east, the more you hear people talking about Syria and the war and the fact that it's coming to Turkey.
Well, one of the things, this is an area, again, looking on a map, you would see how close it is to all of the areas where ISIS has had influence. And a lot of Syrians are going across the border to find relief, or at least that's what they think. But then there are these sorts of things to worry about. 32 people, I think, were killed. 100 were wounded. If you didn't hear the story, this happened on Tuesday, a bombing, a suicide bomber. But ISIS taking credit or blamed? Which is it? Or both?
Yeah, this is sort of a funny story, right? Because the rhetoric that you hear from the Turkish government is that it wasn't ISIS, it was the PKK, which is a rebel and terrorist group affiliated with the Kurdish population.
Mm-hmm.
But if you talk to the people on the ground in this part of Turkey, they'll say, I know it was ISIS. It was definitely ISIS. And so it's very confusing not only for outsiders, but also for the people that live in Turkey. But from our contacts that we've talked to at the International Business Times, we've heard that this man was affiliated with ISIS in some ways, but the main headquarters of ISIS, they, you know, we didn't plan it, we didn't have anything to do with this. This guy just was, you know, had pledged allegiance to us, but wasn't really part of our organization at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's actually probably the most worrying part, right?
Yeah.
That there are people in this part of the country that are radicalized and feel an affiliation to this terrorist organization, but don't actually have any sort of influence in the group at all. And that's sort of the difference between, I think, a group like ISIS and a group like Al-Qaeda, which was extremely organized and had rules.
Right. One of the things that is also important to understand here in terms of the why Turkey is important, the economy of Greece has slowed down tourist visitations to Greece. Next door neighbor to Turkey. Turkey's a beautiful country. Now they're reaping the rewards, or at least they did prior to this week. And now people see this blow, this bomb. They think, oh, my God, I don't want to go to Turkey either. So it's bound to affect them economically, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Turkish lira has been tanking against the U.S. dollar and the euro for maybe 8 months now, but I think that'll even get worse as time goes on. And, you know, for me personally, you know, I'm from Boston, New York, and I come home and I talk to people about where I've been, and they say, you're crazy for going over there. I can't believe you were over there. And I think people have a really, they have a misconception about really the country of Turkey itself, but also how widespread the terror is in the Middle East. And I think people don't understand that there are just pockets of this going on, and it doesn't affect an entire nation until it really leads into Syria and then Iraq. You know?
Right. There are a lot of protests that go on. Protests last fall in Turkey against the government's lack of support for Kurds battling ISIS. It's that sort of stuff. A lot of political and religious, I don't want to say fanaticism, but concern. All right, Aaron, good job. Thanks for updating us. Aaron Banko from the International Business Times reporting on what's going on in Turkey here on Good Day.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Holy cow. My cap blew off. Swing it around. We'll pick it up.
But, sir, we're on the mission.
Good thinking. Yeah, we'll pick it up on the way back. We got to mark the spot, though. Put Rabinowitz in a life raft. Have him row in circles until we return.
It could be days.
Then put some food in the life raft. For God's sake, man, do I have to think of everything? We take his favorite shows. He won't miss anything.
It's not unusual you want to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual you want to have fun with anyone.
Hey, Dr. Harley, now that you've killed the bad guy and made the world safe for democracy, what are you going to do to cash in on your newfound fame?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah, leave me cry.
You better be carrying your face home in a doggy bag.
You want to go out.
That's Charlie Sheen, Lloyd Bridges, father of Jeff, and what's the other brother's name?
Bo.
Bo, that's right, too. And a character actor. He started out life as a bad guy in B-movies, Lloyd Bridges did. And he graduated to a television show about a diver. I wonder how he would have treated the Sharknado stuff. And then, somehow or other, he got into a bunch of movies, and like Leslie Nielsen, became a comic actor. He became a parody of all of the silly stuff that you would see, and he was very good at it, frankly.
He was great at it, not good, great at it.
Yeah, he really was. So that's how he finished his career. So actor Lloyd Bridges there in the movie Hot Shots, which was the number one movie this week in 1991. Tom Jones with a theme, It's Not Unusual. It's not unusual to be. Before Roberta Fasanelli loved Bruce Springsteen, she used to go, Richie, she had the same affinity for Tom Jones. She used to go sit in the front row.
I love Tom Jones.
And watch Tom
Jones.
I would
throw my underwear at him.
Yeah, I know you would, Roberta. That's why I brought that up. 55.
He would appreciate it.
Past the hour.
Now she throws her underwear
at us. Shower.
Yeah, right. Roberta, no. Rivers, not the focus here. Chuck Curry and his movie news up next here on Good Day.
David Beckham, one ordinary man on an extraordinary mission, getting what he wants from wireless.
All I want is something unlimited. All in for one price.
He's up against AT&T's complicated plans.
You have to use the whole portion of data from the current month before you use the rollover.
Battling Verizon's outrageous prices.
So it's $140 plus $15 for any additional gig, plus another $27 a month for your phone. That is not a good deal.
David Beckham is right. David Beckham is right. Luckily, Sprint has what he's after. All in wireless. Watch what happens at Sprint.com/all in. Confused about whether or not you're getting the full story from the other guys? Get all in wireless from Sprint. Unlimited talk, text, high-speed data, and your pickup phone for $80 a month. All in.
Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Requires $36 activation fee and well-qualified credit. Includes $20 for 24 months on lease with new line on iPhone 6, 16GB, Galaxy S6, 32GB, or HTC One M9. And it varies on other smartphones. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Prohibited network use rules and restrictions apply. Compared to 20GB plan with Edge, hotspot, and international texting. See web for details. Marks are property of the owners.
Hi, Chuck really becomes very, very possessive of his time, and often he says things that are nasty, aimed at me, when he doesn't get enough time on the air. So I can spend this time talking about literally nothing, Chuck, or I can give the time to you for you to come up with something, or nothing, whichever you prefer.
Well, I was going to ask you if you saw Sharknado 3 last night, but I'm going to assume the answer is no.
Yeah, it's a good assumption. Next question.
You know, I just, real quick, you know, it's amazing how much buzz the Sci-Fi Channel gets off this franchise.
Amazing.
But the truth of the matter is when the ratings come in, it's only like 1.5 million viewers will watch it, but it feels like 25 million.
It's really not as big as the Super Bowl.
Everybody is talking about this today. Whether they saw it or they didn't see it, check out the poll at DougStephan.com. There's already a Sharknado 4 that's in the works. For whatever the reason, it's so silly. And working up to it, how many shark weeks were there on television with shark movies? They had on CNBC a special Shark Tank week. It's all about sharks because of this silly movie.
It's a hype machine on a big time scale.
Yeah,
I'll get to some movie news. LeBron James reportedly signed a production deal with Warner Brothers, leading to heavy speculation that they're going to pursue a sequel to the 1996 very popular movie Space Jam. Now, I saw a train wreck last weekend, and LeBron James is in that movie playing himself. And let me tell you, Doug, LeBron James can act. He's actually really, really good.
As far as the line is, you ever seen him on the court? Yeah. Keep going.
So if they do a sequel to Space Jam and LeBron James anchors it, I'm all for it.
All right, I want to ask you a question. Yes. I want to ask you a question. Robert Duvall has a new movie coming out this weekend that is on Amazon TV. It looks quite good. It's an older cowboy character story. Why the heck wouldn't they put that onto the big screen?
There's so many. It's a good question. I did ask because Amazon's getting into the movie business, and that's one of the forms, which is called streaming, which is gaining a lot.
So put it on movie theaters, and then
that's
put
not
it on
their
Amazon.
Venue, though. Their venue is the TV.
Well, it makes it a movie theater.
Get used to it. It's the future.
Thank you, Rich, very much. Chuck Curry with his movie news. You feel satisfied? You have enough time today, Chucker?
Yeah, not bad, Doug.
Good, okay. 59 after on Good Day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.